USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido announced Wednesday the start of Operation Libertad, a military uprising to overthrow disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the House Appropriations Subcommittee how much planning is involved and the U.S. is not alone in helping Guaido to gain power.
We've done exhaustive planning, so there's not a situation or a scenario that we don't have a contingency for. I would also offer that we're in close partnership with Colombia and Brazil. We're taking a regional approach. This isn't just, you know, the United States showing up.
Attorney General Bill Barr will not testify at a planned House Judiciary Committee hearing on Thursday. This after the committee wanted to set aside a full hour for congressional lawyers, not congressmen, to do the questioning. Barr did testify before the Senate on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Wake up and listen. If you take sleep aids, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The FDA is going to require makers of certain sleep aids to put strongly worded warnings on their boxes and outpatient guides. Ambien, Lunesta, and Sonata were among the products mentioned by the agency as being potentially dangerous because they can cause people to experience impairment of mental alertness even the morning after their use, and even if the people feel fully awake. They say that warnings will have to list the potential side effects, like sleep driving and other risks activities that can lead to injury or death. The FDA is also urging health providers to prescribe lower doses of medications for insomnia in an effort to reduce the morning after risks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Teachers in North and South Carolina are out in full force rallying for more pay. This is the same sort of rallies that we saw in Los Angeles, Virginia, Denver, and West Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With violence still happening in Venezuela, as opposition leader Juan Guaido has been calling for this uprising, and President Nicolas Maduro still nowhere to be found, he is said, though, to be monitoring the chaos. The point becomes, though, when will the United States step in? Former State Department official Christian Witten believes...
You know, we're with them politically, we're with them economically, we're with them. It's amazing, actually, how unified the hemisphere is. This is part of the rightward shift within the hemisphere, and we have great allies in Brazil and Argentina and Colombia, which are putting a lot of pressure on there. You know, this is not an interventionist administration, and what we're seeing here is Trump-Pence foreign policy, where you can be very active, you can use American smart power, you can use political warfare, but short of actually going in and intervening militarily, which actually is best probably for the Venezuelans in the long run as well, that they achieve their own freedom, and that's not the gringos seen coming down and imposing some form of government. It's the new form of government that they want.
And as far as our interests in Venezuela, he says?
The most critical national interest we have is in the security of the hemisphere, and I don't mean that in an abstract sense. I mean that in the sense of having millions of people streaming across borders as refugees, really swamping Colombia in the near term and coming for our borders in the long term. More broadly, though, you know, the idea that we should resist socialism and oppression within our hemisphere, that we've had this thing since the Monroe Doctrine.
Winton was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.